Between June 29th and July 11th, 309 Glenwood Springs residents who are registered voters took a survey approved by City Council last May. Half were registered independent, 34% Democrat, and 16% Republican. 48% of respondents were male, 52% female. 48% have lived in Glenwood Springs between 6 and 30 years. 29% were either born in Glenwood or have lived there more than 31 years. And 23% up to 5 years. Most of the respondents were between the ages of 18 and 39, 40 and 54, and 65 and older. 17% were aged 55 to 64. The survey included questions about city services. 63% of those polled were okay with city services, 18% were not. 8 aspects of life were surveyed, and only 4 got a majority thumbs up. Residents say there are enough recreational trails, sidewalks, and bike lanes, and are okay with the condition of the city's water and sewer system. Not so traffic congestion, workforce and affordable housing, or street conditions. The survey reveals that the big issues facing the town are not promoting growth or adding more trails. They're workforce housing, fixing streets and roads, and replacing aging water and sewage pipes. 3 ideas were floated in the survey about city taxes, and most of the respondents were more open to taxing visitors and developers than they were to a city sales tax. 43% of respondents want to keep the airport open and build Southbridge and the tunnel. 33% want the airport closed and have community meetings to decide about the bridge. 22% like things as they are. Open airport, no new bridge. A more comprehensive survey will come as part of the city's master planning process later this year. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.